The news at 8 o'clock is read by Brian Jennings.
EU leaders meeting in Brussels have said the EU will deepen sanctions against Iran following its drone and missile attack against Israel at the weekend. In a statement late last night, leaders said they were committed to Israel's security, but called on all sides to show the utmost restraint. On the second day of their summit, leaders will focus on strengthening the European single market in order to meet the challenges raised in recent years by the COVID pandemic, the energy crisis and the war in Ukraine. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
As expected, EU leaders last night said they would press ahead with expanded sanctions against Iran, particularly in the manufacture of drones and missiles. The Taoiseach Simon Harris, attending his first summit, said he supported the move, simultaneously calling for unhindered access for humanitarian aid throughout Gaza. With leaders also expressing deep concerns about the impact of the weekend attack on Lebanon, where Iran supports a huge Hezbollah presence, the Taoiseach paid tribute to Irish and other European peacekeepers serving with UNIFIL. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has said she won't be attending the annual conference of the Garda Representative Association in Mayo next week because the Garda Commissioner has not been invited. Minister McEntee said she had asked the association to reconsider. She also said it would undermine the office of the Garda Commissioner, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
2 months ago, the Garda Representative Association announced it would not be inviting the Garda Commissioner to address or attend its annual conference. The association, which represents over 11,000 rank-and-file Gardaí, said trust had broken down and accused the Commissioner of creating an overarching atmosphere of fear. It also said that morale in Garda Síochána was in tatters. It's the first time any Garda association has declined to invite the Commissioner to its annual conference, and now for the first time, a Minister for Justice has refused an invitation. The Minister says she engaged with the GRA in recent weeks and asked them to reconsider, but the GRA declined. Therefore, Helen McEntee says it would not be appropriate to attend and her attendance would undermine the office of the Garda Commissioner. The Prison Officers Association's annual conference takes place in Sligo 2 days later, and the Minister has accepted that invitation and is due to attend. The Minister says she will continue to engage with the GRA and is absolutely committed to making progress on the issues facing the Gardaí.
The number of taxi licences in operation has fallen by 3.5% in the past 5 years. The figures came in response to a recent parliamentary question by the independent TD for Leash Offaly, Carol Nolan. Carla O'Brien reports.
Just over 26,300 taxis are in operation in Ireland. While that number has fallen nationally by just over 1,000 since 2019, the reduction in the border region is most acute, where there are now 17% fewer on the road than there were 5 years ago. The overall decrease is being blamed in part on the fallout from the pandemic and costs involved in entering the sector. The Taxis for Ireland Coalition, which is made up of companies and organisations representing firms, says the drop in the number of taxis raises concerns for businesses, including the hospitality sector, local commuters and tourists. Kieran Hart, General Manager of Uber Ireland, which is part of the coalition, said an accessible taxi network is invaluable to people in rural and urban areas alike. The coalition is calling on the government to increase the number of taxis on the road by 30% by 2027.
Sinn Féin has said it's concerned by statements on hospital cancellations issued by Children's Health Ireland. Yesterday in the Dáil, the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, said that 250,000 hospital appointments were cancelled last year, including 800 chemotherapy appointments for children. However, Children's Health Ireland said last night that there were no cancellations in chemotherapy treatment and the majority of delays were based on clinical decisions. In response to that statement, the Sinn Féin spokesman on health, David Cullinan, said the information on cancellations was provided by Children's Health Ireland themselves to the HSE. He said the definition of a hospital cancellation was very clearly set out by the HSE and did not involve rescheduling treatment for clinical reasons. Deputy Cullinan said he was very concerned that Children's Health Ireland was now challenging the very data that they themselves had provided to the HSE and in turn to him. The jury in the inquests into the deaths of 48 people in the 1981 Stardust nightclub fire will begin delivering verdicts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Yesterday, the jury said it had reached majority verdicts after it was advised by the coroner that it could do so. The proceedings, which are being held in the Pillar Room on the grounds of the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin, began last April, following a sustained campaign by relatives. The former RT presenter Alf McCarthy has died following a short illness. He was 73. Mr. McCarthy began his broadcasting career with RT Radio Cork in 1979 and was quickly recognised for many talents that ranged from music, comedy, acting, writing to presenting. He was involved in a wide range of radio and television programmes, including Late Date on RT Radio 1, which he presented for 10 years. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be mist and fog in some areas at first, followed by bright spells. Today will be generally cloudy with patchy light rain and drizzle that'll gradually spread from the north. The rain will be persistent at times near the north coast. Highest temperatures will range from 9 to 13 degrees.